Madam Speaker, I rise today in my last floor speech in this body to do what I was sworn to do on the first day, to protect and defend the Constitution. President Trump put the domestic terrorists on notice by saying, stand back and stand by. He then summoned them to D.C., directed them to march on the Capitol, and then he sat back and watched the insurrection. Some of my colleagues, some of which may well be co-conspirators, in their latest attempt to placate and please this unfit president, suggest that we shouldn't punish Trump for his actions in order to unify the country. That is the climax of foolishness. Let me suggest to them, stand up, man up, woman up, and defend this Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic, including Donald J. Trump. In the first impeachment, Republicans said we didn't need to impeach him because he learned his lesson, so no need to remove him. Well, we said if we didn't remove him, he would do it again.
Gentleman's time has expired.
Simply put, we told you so.
The gentleman's time has expired.
Richmond out.